Yud Aleph Elul, 14th of September, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Chodesh Elul.
Sorry for being a few minutes late. I was trying to park, but it seems to be this show is very popular and it's very difficult to make a suggestion, maybe possibly for the people giving the share, maybe one space to be left free, always in the morning, because otherwise we cannot not get a parking place. Okay, so, Binyan Diyoma, Chodesh Elul. We'll say, Chodesh Elul is the time when the books are being completed to... It's the time when the books have to be balanced. And we find many people are born, children are born this time, and also people pass away this time. Because this is everything which was decreed last year has to take place now before Rosh Hashanah. So it's an awakening time. It's a time of, it's Orut. The main awakening is that we have to realize we come to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the day when all that's going to happen to us the coming year is going to be decreed, is already going to be decided on that day. So the whole Chodesh Elul is to prepare us and to get us into the right mode that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we should be able to be in the frame of mind to be able to be successful in getting through the Yom HaDin. There is various remozim for Chodesh Elul in the Rashi Tevot. Shabur brings two, but in Mate Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margulis, in Mate Ephraim, in Elef Lamate, he brings three famous remozim for Chodesh Elul in Tanakh. The first one is the one that everyone knows, Anil in from Shir Hashirim, Anil Dodi Bedodi Li, Rashi Tevot Elul, Anil Dodi Bedodi Li. The second one is also quite famous in Parshas Nitzavim. It says, Umal Hashem Elokecha et Levavcha be et Levav Zarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. So, Et levavcha ve'et levav is Rashi Tevot Elul. The third remez is in Megillat Esther. What the pasuk says, Meshloach manot ish lere'ehu matanot le'evyonim. To give gifts on Purim is a mitzvah. Ish lere'ehu matanot le'evyonim Rashi Tevot Elul. So what is the significance of the fact that Elul is written in these three places? So the Mate Ephraim writes the following. I also was thinking about this idea and I found it in the Mate Ephraim. He writes in Beferish that there's three main things that we have to prepare ourselves with. B'tshuva, b'tfila, b'tzedaka, ma'avin, dro ha'gezeira. We have to prepare ourselves in these three ways. Chazal gave us already the secret, how to get through the Yom HaDin. B'tshuva, through repentance. B'tfila, with prayer. And with charity. Ma'avir idrag is that we're able to get through. But be able to be over. So he says, each one of these psukim is neged one of these three things. So let's work out which one is which. Umar Hashem elokecha levav chabed levav zarecha. Hashem will circumcise your heart and heart of your children. That is remez of teshuvah. Yeah? When a person does teshuvah, so then he is, so to speak, removing the impurities from his heart. So Hashem is circumcising his heart and the heart of his children. That's teshuvah. Ish le'reu matanot le'evyonim is obviously tzedakah, written in the pasuk. Ani le'dodi ve'dodi li, this is tefillah. When a person comes to Hashem in prayer, he is coming closer to Hashem. And then Hashem reciprocates, and he answers his prayer. Ani le dodi ve dodi li. So those are the three ways that a person must prepare himself in this month. And that's why Elul is merumas in these three pesukim. To teach us that in these three ways we have to prepare ourselves. B'tshuva, b'tfilah, b'tzedakah. Now let us understand each one of them, the significance. So that tzedakah is ma'vir et ro'a gezerah. How does it work? A person, because he's charitable, so therefore if his year will become good, what's the connection? Because he's charitable. So what? So Chazal say, kol ha-merachem al ha-briyot, merachem in ha-rab min ha-shamayim. We can't come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we deserve it. We're very far from deserving anything. But we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us out of Rachmanut. Give us out of mercy. Yeah? Kerachem Abba Banim. Yeah? Like a father has mercy on his children, have mercy on us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if you also are Rachman, if you also merciful, then I'll have mercy on you. It's Midah Keneged Midah. Yeah? But if you're not merciful when in your dealings, so why should I deal with you in mercy? I'll deal with you in then the way you deal yourself. So therefore, tzedakah, we want to show HaKadosh Baruch, we are merciful. Tzedakah does not mean only charity with money. It can mean chesed, gemilut chasadim, to do with, in to give up one's time, to give up one's koiches, to help other people. Is person shows rachmanut, kolam rachem al briyot. That is a way to be zoche to rachamim in Hashemayim. Yeah? So we come and Rosh Hashanah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want rachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me see, in Chodesh Elul, did you act berachamim? Were you generous? Were you kind? Were you helpful? Merachamim al Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us. The judgment will be a different type of judgment. A judgment will be a judgment tempered with mercy. That is tzedakah. Tefillah. What is the significance of tefillah? How does tefillah get us through? So, the truth is, tefillah by itself is not very useful. Because it says, Vayar Hashem et ma'aseihem kishavu midarkam hara'ah. When we read in Yom Kippur, Mincha, the Maftir Yonah. Yeah? It doesn't say, says the Gemara, Vayar Hashem et sakam ve'ta'anitam. Hashem saw their fasting, He saw their sackcloth. He saw their prayers, no. He saw, Shishavu midar kamara, that they did teshuvah. Teshuvah is the ikka. If a person prays, and he doesn't do teshuvah, that tefillah has got very little value. That prayer has got very little value. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not, and it says in the Haftarah, we read in the, first, in the morning of Yom Kippur, Halakov ke gmon roshon. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want you just to bend your head? Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want you to stand up the whole day Yom Kippur and pray? Is this what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants? Halazot, som ekra'ehu. Is this what's called a fast? No. Rashi says that's not what's called a fast. Halazet som ekra'ehu. You want to do kindness, you want to do charity, you help the poor. That's what's called a tzom. Memela, tefillah without tshuva has got very little value. But the tefillah is our rotzen. We want, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking you rachmanut. So we need the tefillah together with the tshuva. In fact, the tefillah is so important on the Yemei HaDin that Chazal did something which they never did any other time of the year. We have four editions in the Shemoneh Esra, which is not in Medina de Talmud, but it's from the Takanat HaGeonim, after Chatimat HaTalmud, from the Geonim. Zochreinu Michamocha Uchtov Nufsefer. Now, normally we're never allowed to add anything in Shalosh Yishonot, Shalosh Achronot. In the first three brachot of Shmoneh Esra, in the last three brachot of Shmoneh Esra. Why? The first three brachot of Shmoneh Esra is designated for Shevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last three brachot of Shmoneh Esra is designated for thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The middle brachot, the brachot ha-emsa'iyot, those are the brachot for tefillah, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us HaKadosh Baruch Hu da'at, give us HaKadosh Baruch Hu refuah, give us HaKadosh Baruch Hu panosa, give us HaKadosh Baruch Hu geula, and so on and so forth. So we don't add, normally, you're not allowed to add anything in the Shalosh Yishonot, Shalosh Achronot. But came the Geonim, and they said that we must add in Aseret Yemei Teshuva these additions. Where do they put it? Dafka in the Shalosh Shnos Shalosh Achronot. Why do they do that? That's not the time. We want to ask for life. Zocheinu lechayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember us for life. Give us life. Yeah? Why do we ask in the Shalosh Shnos? We should ask in the middle. We should ask in the Bracha of Parnosa. We should ask somewhere else. In the Brachot HaMsayot. Why are we asking the first Brachot? It's not the time to ask things. It's the time to just be masking the Sheva, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tosfos brings it down in Brachot. Tosfos says that when we're not allowed to ask for things in Shalosh Shonot, that's for individual. But something which is a need of the Tzibur, we're allowed to ask in Shalosh Shonot. And the Geonim Dafka fixed it in the Shalosh Shonot to show us the importance, how important this Bakasha is at this time. It's something needed by the whole Tzibur. And therefore they fixed it Dafka in Shalosh Shonot. They did something which is not usual to show us the importance of these Bakashot at this time. So the Tefillah in this time is very, very important. Yeah? As we say that Rosh Hashanah is the time when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedalim Mukhrashim Dafatnu Delatecha, when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, like a dal, he comes in and he beseeches. Yeah? So the Tefillah is important when it goes together with Teshuvah, as we said. Yeah? In fact, it's not just Tefillah to ask for life, Tefillah to ask for Parnosa, Tefillah to ask for Refuah. Of course, we have to ask all these things because we want these things in the coming year. Yeah? But that is not the Ikar Tefillah. You know what the Ikar Tefillah that a person has to daven is? The Ikar Tefillah that he has to daven is Teshuvah should be accepted. We think normally Teshuvah and Tefillah is two separate things. There's doing Teshuvah and there is prayer. It's two separate things. It's not connected one with the other. It's a mistake. It's a fallacy. Yeah? A person who does Teshuvah, he must also pray that his Teshuvah should be accepted. It should be Leratzon to Pivak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? In Yom Kippur, when we say all the Al Chet, what do we say at the end? Ve'al kulam elu ha-tzlichot. Slach lanu, mechal lanu, kapel lanu. After all this, what we're saying, the tshuva, the vidui, yeah? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying what we've done, we're saying we're sorry, yeah? At the end of this, say, ve'al kulam, elu ha-tzlichot. For all these things, slach lanu, forgive us, kapel lanu. That line is so important. You're praying that the tshuva should be accepted. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, he brings down this point as a very, very important part of Teshuva. You'll find whenever we speak about Vidui and about Charota and things like this, there's always a Bakosha, there's always a prayer which goes together with it. It's in Shari Rishon of Rabbeinu Yonah. And it's the 15th point which he speaks about the Gabbat Teshuva. It's got many points which are considered important, the Gabbat Teshuvah, and this is the 15th point, Tefillah. Yitpalel el Hashem vivakesh rachamim lechapeh et kol avonotav. A person, he has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu mercy to forgive him for his sins. Shenema. And he brings the famous passage which we say in Shabbat Shuv in the Haftarah. Kechu imachem devarim b'shuv el Hashem, imru elav kol tisavon v'kachtov v'nshalema parim sivateinu. So he explains the passage like this. Kechu imachem devarim b'shuv el Hashem. That's Teshuvah. Say words. Kechu imachem devarim b'shuv el Hashem. Return to Hashem. How is supposed to return to Hashem? How does one do Teshuvah? By words. Vidui. As the Rambam says, the ikar of Teshuvah is by saying, I'm sorry. Yeah? It's the hardest words to say, I know that. Yeah? But a person has to say those words. I'm sorry. I've done this and I'm sorry. Then, after that comes, Imru Elav Kol Tisa Avon. Say in front of Hashem, Hashem, forgive my sin. Kol Tisa Avon. So you need both. You need first, and then the second, you need the Tefillah, Imru Elav Kol Tisa Avon, forgive. And he brings the famous Mizmor in Tehillim, where David HaMelech, the Mizmor Tshuva, Mizmor Nun Aleph, David HaMelech sinned with the Chet Bat Sheva, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chatati, Echa Levadecha Chatati, Bara Be'enecha Asitzi, Liman Tzedak B'dobrecha, V'Tzke B'Shoftecha. He said, yes, David HaMelech said, I sinned, Echa Levadecha Chatati. But that wasn't the end of the story. How does David HaMelech carry on after that? After saying, I'm sorry, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've sinned. What did he say after that? Zot Rebbein Yoina, he said, Herev kabeseini me'avoni mechatzati te'areini. Hashem, wash me off from the sin. Purify me from my sin. Yeah? Because sometimes, even though a person is done to shuva, the blemish, the roshem, the mum, is left still. He hasn't got rid of that. So he asked, David HaMelech asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, accept my teshuvah and remove completely the blemish which was being caused by the sin. Then he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu further, Hitpalel od al ratzon yod ritzon Hashem barach bo ki kod machet. He asked Hashem to be as good to him after he sinned as before he sinned. That's already a very... Because sometimes, let's say someone upsets you, and he came to you and asked Michila and you forgave him. But you still don't feel the same anymore. It's not the same. The relationship is not the same. It's been broken. It's been smashed. But with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not like that. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Hashem, Hashem. Hashem is Rachamim Nifnei Achet, Hashem is Rachamim Lach Achet. Hashem can come back to the person. The Rambam says the famous words. The Rambam says, Etmol haya sanui, Etmol haya mevuze. Yesterday he was disgraced and now he's ahuv. His beloved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him, and he's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't treat him as a second class citizen anymore. And this is what David HaMelech asked. Ata shlicheini melefanecha, beruach kodshecha tikach mimeni. Don't discard me from before you. And the Holy Spirit do not take away from me. In other words, don't treat me as second class. That now that I've sinned, okay, you've forgiven me, but it's not the same. No, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Ata shlicheini melefanech beruach kodshecha tikach mimeni. That's not yet the end of the story. He asks now further. Hashiva li sison ishecha beruach nediva tismecheni. What does that mean? Hashiva li sison ishecha. Make for me Yeshuas. Like you used to make for me, remember when I was good? You used to bring for me miracles, and you used to make for me salvation. Return to me those salvations. Don't only make me feel good, but do for me the deeds that you used to do for me till now. The nisim they used to do for me. Beruach nedivah tismecheni. And that special nedivus, the special kindness that Hashem shows to those who He loves, tismecheni, make that support to me. So all these tefillahs David HaMelech asked, yeah, that the tshuva should be accepted. Not just number one, the tshuva should be accepted, but number two, that the sin should be completely wiped away. Number three, that Hashem should treat him as He was treating him before. And number four, that he should have the special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he used to have. So that is the tefillah. The ikka tefillah, when we say b'tshuva b'tefillah b'tzedakah, the ikka tefillah we're referring to is the tefillah that the tshuva should be accepted. That's a very, very important. Not tefillah, just I want. Thank you very much. Ribbono Shel Olam is not interested in what we want. Yeah, it's what we're prepared to do. Are we prepared to repent, to be sorry for what we've done, and to ask for forgiveness? And ask the forgiveness to be accepted. Teshuvah. It's so important. Yeah? We all speak about teshuvah, but what is teshuvah? What are we supposed to repent from? Tell me, what am I supposed to do? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to repent. I'm so supposed to say sorry. For what? Okay, so we say the vidui over and over and again, but it's meaningless, really, because that's a general vidui. But what is speaking to me? What's referring to me? What is my particular teshuvah that I need to do? So, I always mention this. Yeah, the Chidor says it in Moreh Be'etzba, It's basically, it's a Rashi in the Pasuk. Vaya ekev tishme'un. Et ha-mishpatim ha-elem. Shmatem ha-asikem utam. V'shama ha-shalokecha. If you will keep the mitzvahs, then Hashem will give you the mitzvah. But why the word ekev? Strange word. So Rashi says, ekev, im ata tishmo et ha-mitzvot she-adam dash ba-akavav tishme'un. Vaya ekev tishme'un. If you keep the mitzvahs, that a person, he doesn't treat it with respect. He doesn't treat them with the right respect, with the right covet. Adam dash ba'akavav, he tramples on them. They're not choshev in his eyes. He doesn't think what he's doing is wrong, b'klal. Then you'll get blessed. To keep things which everyone is keeping, that's not a kunz. To keep Shabbos, to keep kashrus, that's not a kunz. Yeah? To keep taras and mishpoch is not a kunz. Yeah? Everyone's doing that. Everyone knows you need to do it. They realize the chashivus. A person has to think about keeping the mitzvahs that people are not keeping. Shadam dash va'akavav. That people are not only not keeping them, but they're trampling them with their feet. It means nothing to them. You don't even realize that something, that thing is a chet. That's what we have to do to Shabbat. That is the ikar to Shabbat. So let me just suggest a few points which I feel is mitzvahs shad is averot shadam dash ba'akavav. The first one is a very, very important one, is speaking in shul.
Yes.
Kaddish.
I especially said speaking in shul. Because people don't realize this. Yeah? The Shulchan Aruch says that in the Beis HaMedrash, on the Beis HaKnesses, is asur sicha betela. Yeah, meaning, it doesn't say when you're davening, when Kriyas HaTorah is going on. Yeah, it's a din in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash. The Hainu, yeah, a person, he's in shul, and someone wants to speak to him something to do with his business. He's not allowed to have that conversation in shul or in Beis HaMedrash. He has to say to him, okay, fine, yeah, if he's not learning, obviously, which is causing bittul Torah, but if he's about to start, or he's about to finish, and he can do, I'm happy to have this conversation with you, there's nothing wrong with having this conversation with you, but we have to have it outside. Yeah, we have to have it outside. We can't speak about it in shul. That's called sicha b'teila. Mishnah Berurah says, sicha b'teila does not mean rubbish talk. Sicha b'teila means talk of business, and things which a person needs to speak about the tzoche gufo, which he's allowed to speak about outside, he's not allowed to speak about inside. I know I'm speaking things which is massive chedushim, yeah? But this is the words of the Shulchan Aruch. You can't get away from it. It's written black and white. So, avada gevist, during tefillah, when a person is in the middle of the davening, someone comes up to him, he starts saying, of course he's not allowed to. I'm not talking about between Baruch Sha'oma and Shemoneh Esrei, which everyone knows you're not supposed to speak. I'm talking about any time during davening. A person wants his tefillah to be heard by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes and he says, and has a shmooze with someone else. If you have an appointment with a very big gevir, yeah, would you take your phone out at that time and have a conversation with someone else when you need to ask that person a favor? You wouldn't do that, would you? Yeah? So how come people answer their phones in shul?
Yes.
It makes me something. I once saw, with my own eyes, I couldn't believe it, that the Kotel HaMa'arovi, the holiest place that we have, the biggest Beis HaMedrash that we have, this Beis Knesset that we have, the Chotz of the Kotel HaMa'arovi, the Mokam HaMakudosh B'Yoseh that we have in this day and time. Mm. Yeah? Someone sitting there in front of the Kotel, with the Tillim in his hand, yeah? And he had a call on his mobile, he took out his mobile and started to converse on his mobile. How is it possible such a thing? Does a person not realize where he is? Does a person not realize in whom? So what is the use of that tefillah? Explain to me. A tefillah which is being said by the Kotel, yeah, and then he takes out the phone, so what use is that tefillah? He means he doesn't realize to whom he's speaking to. He doesn't realize where he is. So how can that tefillah be mekubal?
It's a horror.
So that is the first thing. Yeah? The first thing is to realize a Beis HaKnesset Beis HaMedrash is a Makom Kodesh and should be treated as such. Number one. The second is also something which is important to mention. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara and Brachos. L'kevoa makom l'tfilato. Shulchan Aruch says, a person must fix a place to daven. Not only to fix a shul to daven. But even the shul that he fixes to daven, he must fix a place in that shul where he davens always in that seat unless there's something, an oilus happened that he wasn't able to. Agaba mentioned straight away, if someone else is sitting in your seat, that's called an oinus. You don't have to throw out someone from your seat. You can also do achnosas archi. So, a person, I know nowadays we have, Baruch Hashem, many shuls, yeah, and we have many facilities, we have many minyanim, but it's lost something from that. We've lost this mitzvah. In the olden days, there was one shul in the shtot, and there was one minyan, and everyone davened in that minyan, and it was Rov Am, and everyone was Kaver Mokem, everyone had his place and had his seat and knew where he belonged. Unfortunately, a person nowadays has got the luxury to get up at 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. Yeah? Where is the Kaviyas Mokem? Where is the Chashivas of Tefillah? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Ochs Yosha, brings B'Shem Sefer Agam. The person must realize all the problems, a lot of the problems that we have nowadays is because we're not Kaver Mokem L'Tfilah. So he writes, Kviyas Mokem L'Tfilah. The next, Kibud Avaim. Unfortunately, yeah, this mitzvah, respecting one's parents, is Min HaChamuras. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's put together with not murdering. It's on the same par. But who looks at it nowadays, Kibbut Avaim, as something so special? I always mention the Rambam. Do you know where he writes Hilchos Kibbut Avaim? Where's Rambam write? Where would you think the Rambam should write Hilchos Kibbut Avaim? You should have a special chapter. Hilchos Kibbut Avaim? No. The Rambam writes it as part of another chapter. Do you know which chapter he writes in? Hilchos Mamrim. You know where Mamrim is? Mamrim is a book in Mamrim. We read in last week's parasha. Shoytim v'shoytim. Yeah? If a person, he goes to the Bezrin HaGodesh Yerushalayim, and they pass him for a malacha, and he goes back to his town and says, ah, what they taught was rubbish. I hold differently. And he goes and passes differently. He's a Zokim Mamre. He's rebelling against the Bezin HaGol Shebe Shalayim. Yeah, he's Chayv Misa. In this halacha, the Ram puts Kibud Avaim to teach us. The words of one's parents is law. It's not just a nice thing to listen to one's parents. Yeah? It's the same as listening to the Bezin HaGol Shebe Shalayim. That's the Hashim. So, the importance of becoming in the holy days, this has become in our time slightly mitzvah Adam Dosh Ma'akavov. Growing a beard. Yeah, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to grow a beard. I'll give a Tevye Chiddush. The Torah says, twice, two places. Retash this as pe'av zekanecha. Do not destroy the corners of your beard. What does that mean? The Gemara says in Makkos, it's a Mishnah, Tof Makkos. If a person takes a razor and destroys the hair of his beard, yeah, there's five lavim, and for every corner, the Torah doesn't say retash this pe'av zekanecha. It's pe'as zekanecha. Takes the razor and cuts one corner of the beard, yeah, he's over a lav. He cuts off the whole beard, he's over five lavim. If he does it every day, he's over five lavim every day. Do you want to play around with that? That's what you're talking about. You want to start spieling with this? The Chofetz Chaim writes, in his time, in 1900, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer on Kodshim. And over there he wrote various halachas. And he writes at that time that one shouldn't use a shaver. He holds a shaver which cuts so close to the skin, Kolchke nowadays, where the shaver's cut very, very close, is tantamount to using a razor. So, the Chazon Ish, you've heard of him, yeah? Chazon Ish said, yeah? If using a shaver is not Sama Movis, it's also not Sama Chayim. So Chazon Ish said. If it's not a poison, it's not also an elixir. It's not something commendable. And the same thing was said by the Stipler and by Rav Shach. Yeah, they all wrote this. It's all written down. It's all, yeah. So I'm just suggesting, yeah, person wants to do teshuvah, yeah. This is an important point. This is something which a person can do very, very easily. B'sheva al-tase. It's mekayim, this mitzvah, b'sheva al-tase. Yeah. I don't have to speak about all the skulas and about thing about, I don't have to speak about that. I'm talking about just the minimum to keep, just a minimum. The Shulchan Aruch says, since we don't know where is the corner, one should not touch the hair of one's face at all. We don't know which is the corners, which is forbidden, to start spieling around with it. Next. You got to go? Okay, fine. So, maybe we continue another time. So,
how many more do you have?
There's two more. That's
come back.
I just mentioned the last one. The last one that I think is important here. But Breuer used to say, yeah, we're all worried about Galat Kosher. But what about Galat Yosha? Yashlus. Klalis will be called Yeshurun. What's Yeshurun mean? Yosha. Yosha. A word, a hen should be a hen and a laugh should be a laugh. A person's word is his bond. Yeah? In his dealings with people. Nasata ve nasata be'emuna. Be'emuna. That's the first question. Or that's the first thing they speak about when you come to Shemayim. The first shayla they ask you, nasata ve nasata be'emuna. What is your dealings with mankind be'yosha? Let's try and think when we speak. Yeah, it says, yeah, the Klal Yisrael, even though we haven't yet made a kinyan, but if we gave our word, we're not supposed to go back on it. Do you know that? Yeah? And it's a pasuk in the Navi. She'ilis Yisrael lo yidabru chazav. Klal Yisrael, we don't speak lies. When we say something, that what comes out from our Kechol HaYotzeh, by the way, Elu is also merumas in this. Is also sofet tevot enun. The rem is to make Hatzoras Nedarim, be careful about what comes out from our mouth. It shouldn't be. To be careful that what in our dealings are not only bekosha, but beyosha.